Hallstatt, Austria is a small village that looks like it belongs in a fairy tale. Alpine dwellings, a stone church with a towering steeple nestled in the mountains on a large lake. It's picture perfect. Too picture perfect.
When I go to the office at 7 in the morning and I look out of the windows, I can see the tourists. Everything is busy all the time. We have a great tourist problem.
Too many tourists, says Alexander Schweitz. He's the mayor of Hallstatt. The village is home to about 800 people, but he says more than a million tourists visit each year.
They are very loud. They come in groups. They have drones.
They have drones to take pictures. And some of the tourists do not respect privacy.
They look into the windows, the houses, and the people who live in Hallstatt don't like this.
Now, many of them are day tourists, and some visit for only an hour. Business owner Andrea Stoltz says they're not around long enough to really spend money in local shops and cafes.
If you have 1 hour, you just run through the street, make a picture for Instagram, and then you have to run back to your bus.
Hallstatt's problem with too many tourists started about 2 decades ago, after it became a UNESCO World Heritage Site. It has a 7,000-year-old salt mine. More tourists came after a South Korean TV show was filmed there. And then, in 2013, there was this juggernaut.
Welcome to Arendelle.
Oh, merci, monsieur.
Watch your step.
The Disney movie Frozen. And fans have continued to come to Hallstatt, seeking a real-life version of Anna and Elsa's Castle City.
I think it's ironic that Hallstatt is seen as a place from this film, but I don't see nothing between Frozen and Hallstatt. I can't see it. It's Norway.
Norway is the inspiration for Frozen's Arendelle, not Hallstatt. Mayor Schweitz is not letting this go, though. He says this year he'll limit the number of tourists who can visit each day so residents can have a better life and visitors can have a better time.
When I look out of my window, I like to see tourists who have time, maybe 1 day or 2 days, to look how lovely is this little village.